T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's an interesting dynamic in the room now because we've got the superintendent of the Hartford Public Schools, Leslie Torres Rodriguez, and the executive director of the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents, Fran Rubinowitz. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good morning, both you ladies. And so when we're into the traffic and weather, Leslie and Fran are talking. They're two public relations people are talking, and Ray and I are sitting here like two bumps in a log not talking to one another. So it's just, welcome to our world. It always happens. I asked you this, Leslie, off air, but do you get so excited for the first day of school as the kids do?
Absolutely.
Even though you've worked all summer.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll make sure to stress that.
Yeah.
We worked all summer.
We're ready to go. We're fired up. Got lots of energy. If we don't have energy, right, this is what we want to transmit every single day to our staff and our students and our families.
Right.
I think the back to school thing has really been built up. In that, you know, we had a story on the news, you know, a group of guys were there welcoming the kids to school, you know, stuff like that. And it's been a deal for quite a few years. Mike Peters, when he was mayor, he really wanted to do something to get kids to school the first day, excited, ready to go. And that is important, is it not?
It is very important. You know, we call those good habits. And so we want to make sure that all of our students from the very beginning, as you know, our little ones, kindergarten, all the way through our high schoolers, show up every single day. And then after that.
We didn't have good habits in school, which is why we're doing this.
Yeah.
So,
be careful, kids.
Fran, how many schools are starting today, and how many? I know Bristol is starting next week. How many start next week?
I don't know exact numbers, but I know that the majority begin sometime this week.
Right.
You know, some as early as Monday began with the students coming back. Farmington, for example.
Wow.
It's early. I mean, we always went back. I mean, we're old enough as dinosaurs, Ray and I, but we always went back after
Christmas.
Labor Day.
Absolutely.
Was always what's the benefit of going off before? Because you kids go to school for a week or two or 3 days, and then they get 4 days off.
Well, there are a few things. Number one, when I was superintendent just a few years ago, I always started midweek as Leslie did. Mostly for the young students to get adjusted,
acclimated,
back to school, acclimated into the school year. The benefits of beginning early are snow days. If you have snow days you might set your date to get out as June 12th,
but not.
You get five snow days and you're into June 17th.
All right, Joe, we got to take a break here.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break, and then we'll get back with Leslie Torres Rodriguez and Fran Rubinowitz after 40 seconds of radio that you can't live without.
I'm Ray Dunaway. Jody Ambrosio is here, and two very special honorable guests.
Yeah, Fran Rubinowitz is the executive director of the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents, and one of said superintendents, the Hartford Public School Superintendents, Leslie Torres Rodriguez, is with us. And Leslie, we were talking during the break about how exciting is this week in the city. Is that the great Weaver High has reopened?
All right, Weaver, yes.
Now, it's not easy for a Hartford Public alum to say, because they were bitter rivals.
That's okay. I still got lots of love for everybody. Yes, Weaver, we are on. We opened for the kids yesterday. Capacity for 900, about 700 there now.
That's exciting.
Very exciting.
And how has the school changed curriculum-wise from what it was before it closed for the renovation?
I will tell you, one of the biggest changes is the fact that the community is now sharing the space, if you will, on the campus with Kinsella Performing Arts, which is a magnet. It's a high school. We do have the continuum from K all the way to 12 for the Kinsella Magnet School of Performing Arts, but the high school component is on the Weaver campus. And so in addition to the Journalism and Media Academy and the High School Inc., the finance pathway at Weaver, you have these two communities that are now leveraging not only space, but resources in terms of staffing, opportunities for students, and of course, the Weaver spirit lives on.
Okay. You know, the one thing that I have noticed, we were talking about the size of various schools around the state. Fran, you were down in Bridgeport.
Yes.
How many students were hanging out there?
Well, about 22,000.
See? Yeah. And, you know, Hartford High was a monster back when you were attending. It's smaller now. But, I mean, the point is, a lot of these schools, and you were talking about this, you know, if you go to a really big school, you're kind of lost. You know, so what I've seen a lot of them do, I think New Britain did it, divided the school up into smaller academies, so to speak, so that you fit into a, you know, you at least know some of the kids. You're not just this thing floating around in the halls and, you know, hanging out by your locker. That's a trend, isn't it? That's
it good. Is. You know, for us in Hartford, we had to really step back and determine whether or not the smaller academies was, from an efficiency perspective, the best strategy in order to leverage the resources. Because, you know, we have limited resources, as Frank can also speak to. And so we thought about the fact that, can we leverage these large spaces but still make them feel, from a programmatic perspective, you know, like it's a smaller community.
Right.
And the themes and the pathways allow us to do that for our students.
Fran, no matter what town, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
I was just going to say that I agree with Leslie. I also know that in a large city, many of the elementary schools go K-8. And students are very used to having small communities.
Right.
And so that anonymity in the freshman year of high school was really an issue in a large 1,500, 1,600 school.
Oh, boy,
So I think the smaller communities with teams where students travel among four or five teachers and they're known is incredibly important.
Wow. Fran, when in your group you deal with schools that are large school systems and small school systems, is there a common bond with those schools when it comes to things that they have that are good? No idea what that was.
I don't either.
Or things that they have issues with.
I absolutely believe that we have more common ground than not.
Right.
And in this position, it's a challenge. You have suburban, you have rural, and you have urban. Small.
Right.
Many.
North Grove, Turtle Lot High School is not the same as Bassett High.
Absolutely.
I think that's the same thing to say.
You can say that.
The thing that that unites us, I believe, is a real belief in the success of every student, and that we're going to give every student everything that they need. We do have the same challenges. Mm-hmm.
And the same goals.
And the same goals and the same standards that we're working on for every student throughout the state.
Hey, let me, Superintendent, let me ask you this. A couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago, they started standardizing educational, like classes, so on and so forth. And so if you go to Milner and then you end up at another school because you've moved, you're not left out. They're not way ahead of you or behind you. Everything's kind of standardized. Isn't they still do that?
So the power in having, you know, standards is making sure that wherever a student is, you know, they experience the same knowledge base, skill set, and disposition, right? So the expectation is the same across all districts, across all schools, all communities. The how in which that is done is the opportunity to innovate, right? When we think about, you know, in different classrooms, different students might need different what we call access points so that they can all achieve to the standard and meet the standard.
Do as many young people want to get into teaching now?
Not as many as we would.
Really?
How much of a problem does that become?
Significant problem for us. I mean, we, all of the districts, I just spoke to some of my colleagues yesterday at a meeting, and we're still, you know, we want the same folks that are out there. And then when you add the other layer around, you know, our teachers of color, right, that becomes another challenge that we have.
Yeah, Fran, you were nodding your head in agreement.
It is absolutely an issue. And certainly with finding candidates of color, but and I should add, also in shortage areas. I mean, I recall opening school without having a fully staffed math department or the number of special ed teachers that were needed. So the shortage areas are also an issue.
Some of these things, though, are state mandates. So in other words, they say, you shall do this, but oh, wait, you'll have to find the money. They do that. I mean, true?
Absolutely. And, you know, when Leslie was talking about the innovation, I think that's really important. I think the standards are important. What we fought for in the last legislative session, and we're not.
And you always are fighting.
Always. And we're not successful. Yeah. Is a statewide curriculum. I really do believe that.
That's a good
flowing
idea.
From the standards every district does not need to create their own curriculum. We could be so much more efficient mm-hmm. if we had a statewide curriculum. You would also lessen the gap between the haves and have-nots, because the districts that are not as well-resourced don't have the money sometimes to pay the teachers to create the curriculum over the summer.
Do you think we only have a couple seconds, but both of you can answer this. Do you ever think we're going to get to that stage?
I do. I think we will advocate again this year. I think the chairs of the education committee were behind us. It just takes some resources to make it happen.
Completely agree. Yeah. We have to continue to stay, you know, steadfast in our approach and our advocacy.
Well, happy first day of school. Come back when the school year is over and we can talk about how the year went.
Yeah, let's go.
Excellent. Okay.
You know? Got it.
Leslie Torres Rodriguez, superintendent of the Hartford Public Schools, proud Hartford High Owl and UConn Husky.
Yay.
And Fran Rabinowitz, executive director of the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents. Thanks for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, good to have you guys.
Thank you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.